Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. New Year's Day is a good time to look forward toward the future to make plans. So this week I'm looking at three new movies, a drama, a documentary, and a science fiction action thriller about looking forward. There's a football player who dreams of playing for the NFL, a group of high school students who dream of going to Stanford, and a video game creator who dreams of a world completely different from our own. The Matrix Resurrections, co-written and directed by Lana Wachowski. Tom Anderson, played by Keanu Reeves, is a video game maker and programmer in Chicago. His baby, his great piece of work, is a series called The Matrix. There have been three versions so far, and the company is thinking of creating a fourth. The game, which is programmed by Tom and financed by his business partner, played by Jonathan Groff, is about two fighters named Neo and Trinity who battle in a parallel world against a villain named Smith. At a cafe Tom frequents, he notices a woman named Tiffany, played by Carrie Ann Moss, and she notices him too. Have they ever met? No, but Trinity and Neo, the characters in the game, look very similar to Tiffany and Tom. And Tom has been having weird dreams and deja vu, so much so that his analyst, played by Neil Patrick Harris, gives him meds, blue pills, to keep his mind from wandering. That is, until one day glitches start to appear on his computer matrix, unexplained activity within his own designs. These soon morph into changes in real life. People, well, actually characters that he had created, are appearing in his office. How is that possible? And they know who he is. Bugs, played by Jessica Henwick, a fighter, and Morpheus, played by Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, are there to explain it all. You're not Tom, they say. You are Neo. And it isn't your dreams that are fake, it's your daily life that's made up. You can pass through mirrors, you can climb walls, you can jump off roofs, you can fly. And if he just stops taking those blue pills, he'll see the world as it really is, a futuristic dystopia of people kept alive in rusty pods guarded by scary bots. Will he stay in his current world or break free? What awaits him in this other universe? And will Tiffany / Trinity come with him if he goes there? The Matrix Resurrections is the long-awaited sequel to the famous Matrix trilogy that has permeated our popular culture. People still use the term swallowing the blue pill or taking the blue pill to refer to those who go about their daily lives ignoring a darker reality. It incorporates older footage in the form of dreams and flashbacks while introducing new characters as well as new actors playing the older roles. So it is a bit confusing. It's 2.5 hours long, much of which is gunfights and chase scenes and endless CGI images. Does it work? Well, I'm not a Matrix fanboy, so I have no deep vested interest in finding out what happens to these characters, but I like the new plot twist and the whole meta aspect of it. It initially presents the previous three movies as existing in this universe, but only as video games. And I think it's fun just to watch, though it is a bit too long. I enjoyed this final version of The Matrix, but I can't say it changed my life. Try Harder, directed by Debbie Lum. San Francisco's Lowell School, known for its exceptionally high test scores and graduation rate of nearly 100%, is one of the most famous public schools in California. Students there are under pressure from their parents, other students, and themselves to achieve high marks, SAT scores, and ultimately to get into a prestigious university. This is the meaning of their lives. This documentary looks at five students as they try to navigate the stress of senior year. The film follows the students at school, in their classes, at teams and clubs, and at home with their parents. The school, like the city, has a large Asian American population, mainly of Chinese background, but it also explores the stark differences among this group, as well as class, race, and cultural differences. Some are the kids of recent immigrants, while others are a part of the city's long history. It also looks at differences in attitudes and negative stereotypes that affect them. Film doesn't try to dig too deeply or uncover surprising turns. Rather, it observes and talks to the subjects themselves and lets nature take its course as they apply to universities and change their expectations over the course of a year. Try Harder is an intimate look at how teenagers handle what many consider the most important year of their lives. American Underdog, directed by Andrew Irwin and John Irwin. Kurt Warner, played by Zachary Levi, is born in small-town Iowa and raised by his divorced mom. Ever since he was a kid, he's always wanted to be a pro football player. He practices religiously till his arm can throw balls like a howitzer. After high school, he makes the team at Northern Iowa University, but he spends most of his time on the bench. One night at a roadhouse bar, a certain woman catches his eye. Brenda, played by Anna Paquin, is a no-nonsense former Marine who likes line dancing and country and Western music. But she won't give Kurt her telephone number. How come? Well, she has two small kids, including one with disabilities, and she doesn't have the time to fool around or waste on guys like him. But Kurt is persistent. He brings her flowers, and more important, he hits it off with Zach, played by Hayden Zoller, her legally blind and disabled son. So they start dating. Meanwhile, his career is advancing nicely until he is asked to try out for the Green Bay Packers. Is this his big chance? No, he only lasts one day. Now he has to work as a stock boy at the local grocery store. Eventually, years later, he's recruited to play pro ball. Well, kinda. It's a new sport called arena football, played indoors and on smaller fields with fewer players, and it's a much faster game than the usual. Years passed, and he's finally spotted by someone who wants him to play for the St. Louis Rams. That's actually NFL. But can someone who is way too old to be a rookie and way too green to be a pro ever make it in the NFL? And can he win and keep Brenda's heart? American Underdog is a moving family drama and sports biopic based on a true story. It's no spoiler here. You can look it up anywhere for me to tell you that Warner ended up taking his team to the Super Bowl and was awarded Most Valuable Player and is now in the NFL Hall of Fame. But this film tells us what led up to it and how he got there. This is what's known as a Christian movie, a particular American genre with no nudity, no sex, drugs, or even cussing. It's all about cornfields and country music. Not my usual cup of tea, nor am I a football fanatic. But you know what? It's a compelling story with real situations and interesting characters. I liked it. It's not sappy or corny or cheesy, nor is it cringeworthy like your average Hallmark movie. No, this is an honestly good, nice film. Okay, there's no way, even in a dark room, that you would ever mistake a 40-year-old Zachary Levi for a college student. No way. But that's beside the point. He's good, and so is Paquin, and Hayden Zeller as the kid Zach is adorable without ever being cutesy. I saw the Irwin Brothers' previous Christian film, I Still Believe, and there's no comparison. This one is head and shoulders above that one in the genre. American Underdog is now playing theatrically. Check your local listings. You can find The Matrix Resurrections in theaters and certain streaming services, while Try Harder is playing at Hot Dog Cinema and on Video On Demand. This is Daniel Garber of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.